Welcome to Managing Tech Millions, the podcast for tech professionals navigating the journey from high earners to confident wealth managers. Struggling with equity compensation decisions? Are you curious about turning your portfolio into a thriving, scalable business? You're in the right place. Master your millions, own your legacy. Join us each week as we uncover strategies, share actionable insights, and help you take charge as CEO of your financial future. The biggest myth in retirement planning is that you protect against market swings with diversification. More index funds, more bonds, more cash on the sidelines. The problem is your income still depends on the market cooperating the day that you need to sell. But immunity doesn't come from owning more. It comes from owning different. Assets that pay you income, assets that don't all move together. When your portfolio pays you, you aren't forced to sell during a market downturn. Now, I'll show you both models side by side. The drawdown portfolio your advisor recommends, and the evergreen structure the ultra-wealthy build instead. One leaves you exposed, and the other could change how you retire. I'm Christopher Nelson. I've spent the last 15 years building an evergreen portfolio. It's the foundation of my micro family office. And by the end of this video, you'll know if it should be the foundation of yours. Here's something most people never stop to examine. A market swing by itself doesn't hurt you. If your portfolio drops 20%, it doesn't matter if you're not selling. The damage is done when you're forced to sell during that 20% drop to fund your lifestyle. And the traditional retirement model all but guarantees that moment will come. Because in that model, your income comes from selling assets. And the market does not care whether it's a good day to sell. There's a name for this in retirement research. It's called sequence of returns risk. Two retirees can earn the exact same average return over 30 years, and one runs out of money while the other dies wealthy. The only difference? When they retire. So the real question isn't, how do I stop my portfolio from swinging? The real question is, how do I build a portfolio where the swings don't matter because selling assets is not how I get income? But before I break down the evergreen portfolio, let's look at the three things most people try first and why none of them work. Misconception number one, more diversification. Now, the instinct is to spread wider, more index funds, more sectors, more geographies. And look, diversification is a real tool. It can reduce the size of your swings. But here's what it doesn't change. You're still funding your life by selling assets. A diversified portfolio that's down 15% instead of 25% is still forcing you to sell low. You've softened the swing, but you haven't removed your dependence on it. Misconception number two, more bonds, more cash. This is the classic glide path. Shift towards bonds as you age. Keep a couple of years of cash on the side. And again, there's logic here. Bonds swing less, but you're paying for that comfort with growth and you're still draining the same tank. You've just traded a volatile tank for a smaller, calmer one, while inflation quietly drains it from the bottom. The structure hasn't changed. You're still spending down principal and hoping that it outlasts you. Misconception number three, timing and tactical moves. This one feels the smartest. You just have to go to cash before the drop and then get back in towards the bottom. But the odds are stacked against you that you'll nail the top and the bottom. Even professional fund managers fail at this constantly. For most people, this is just gambling. Notice what all three of these have in common. They all accept the same underlying premise, that your income comes from selling pieces of your portfolio. They're all trying to manage the swing. But the wealthiest families don't manage the swing. They make the swing irrelevant. They stopped asking what a portfolio is worth. They started asking, what income does it generate? That's the mindset shift. Let me show you the difference between the two models. The traditional drawdown model works like a water tank. You spend 30 or 40 years filling the tank, index funds, growth stocks, RSUs, ETFs. Then you retire, turn off the hose, and open the drain. Every year, the level drops, and if the market doesn't perform, the water line drops with it. Now, let's flip the model entirely. The evergreen model is a portfolio structured to generate income without depleting principal.
Instead of building a pile that you'll one day drain, you build a machine that produces cash flow, income that lands in your account every month or quarter without selling a single asset. This portfolio isn't a water tank. It's an orchard. You live off of the harvest and the trees keep growing. They keep producing each year. And with the right structure, they'll keep feeding the generation after you. And now you can see where the immunity actually comes from. When the market swings, the drawdown investor has a problem. They need to sell into that swing. The evergreen investor collects the same rent check, the same interest payment, the same distribution. The price fell, but the income did not. Now, let me make this concrete with real numbers. But before I do that, if you're interested in protecting, growing, and passing down your wealth, be sure to click the subscribe button to get more videos like this. Now, let's take a hypothetical $3 million portfolio and run it through both models. First, the traditional drawdown model. You follow the 4% rule, the standard advice. 4% of $3 million is $120,000 a year. But that's before tax. You're selling assets to generate that income, which means capital gains on every sale. In a high-tax state like California or New York, your after-tax income lands closer to $95,000 a year. And here's the part a lot of retirement calculators gloss over. You're selling assets every single year in every market condition. When the market drops, your drawdown accelerates. You sell more shares to raise the same dollars. Live longer than expected, hit a bad sequence of returns, face real inflation, and you're at genuine risk of outliving the tank depending on your burn and time horizon. Next, the evergreen portfolio model. Same $3 million, but completely different architecture. And here's the first difference. Instead of putting the entire amount to work generating income, we split it between growth and income generation. So let's say half, $1.5 million, stays invested in growth assets, index funds, equities, the same assets you already own. The only difference is you never sell it. Just keeps compounding right through every market swing. The other $1.5 million is what generates your income. Spread it across four different sources so no single one can sink you. And I'm using realistic yields, what these actually pay. Let's start with private credit. It runs anywhere from 9 to 12%. So let's take the middle, call it 10. On $500,000, that's $50,000 a year. Next is private real estate at 7%. On $400,000, about $28,000 a year. And this is the sleeve that comes with real tax advantages. Not to be confused with REITs, which are very different and swing right along with the stock market. Now, we're moving back into public assets that are liquid, starting with covered call ETFs. You can easily find those yielding 9%. On $400,000, that's another $36,000 a year. Finally, let's round it out with dividend stocks and ETFs at 3%. On that last $200,000, that's another $6,000 a year. Add up that income half and you're generating $120,000 a year. Now, when you stop and compare, that's the exact same income the drawdown investor pulls from their $3 million, but they're selling assets to get it. So their portfolio shrinks every year. You're generating it from half of your money, and the other half is still invested, still growing, never sold, same income. Theirs drains, yours compounds. And there's a second layer here. Income from assets like private real estate come with depreciation, a paper expense that can shelter a significant portion of that income from taxes. The exact outcome depends entirely on your situation and current tax law. This is precisely where you need a real tax strategist. But the difference between paying capital gains on forced sales and collecting tax advantage income is one of the biggest levers in this entire model. And the number I want you to sit with is this one. In the evergreen version, you have not sold a single asset. All $3 million is still intact. Half of it paying you, and the other half is still growing. And this isn't my theory. This is observable behavior at the top of the wealth ladder. Tiger 21 is a network of investors with portfolios of $20 million and up. They publish their members' actual allocation. Here's what those allocations look like. Roughly 30% in private equity, around 25% in real estate, and only about 20% in public equities. 20%. Now, the standard advice puts you at 70, 80, 90% in public markets, while the people with the most money keep a fifth of their wealth there. They're not building portfolios that ride the market and hope that it rains. They're building income systems that run like a business. And here's what most people in the $1 million to $30 million range never hear. The systems that they use to run their wealth like a business scale down. You don't need $100 million in a full-time staff. The same architecture that runs a $500 million family office can run at your size. So I'll leave you with this. Are you building a portfolio you'll one day start selling? Or are you building a business that pays you for life and that you can pass down for generations to come? Because one strategy survives retirement, if the sequence cooperates, and the other funds your independence, ignores the market's mood swings, and keeps producing after you're gone. If you have $1 million to $30 million in net worth and you're ready to actually build this, I would love to have you at our next live workshop. It's a two-hour deep dive on building the foundation of a microfamily office. You will walk away with a legacy statement, an investment thesis, and a portfolio structure tailored to your goals. At the time of this recording, we've had over 2,500 people just like you come through this workshop. Head over to wealthops.io/go or click the link below this video to register. Our next workshop is likely in just a few days. After you sign up, check out this video where I break down the seven components of every microfamily office.